point to Kamala Harris and they say, that's a sign of success. Does it feel like a sign of success?
Well, no. I mean, the same thing was true with Obama when we had a black president. You had a black president, you had a black attorney general, you had black homeland security, but you got a Black Lives Movement. Why you had militarized police departments, just like you got militarized apartheid-like conditions on the West Bank and Gaza, that the a presence of a black face in a high place symbolically shows a certain breakthrough, but substantially doesn't mean too much if they don't have the courage to critique the status quo that they're a part of. And so Kamala Harris, just last year or so, when Biden was asked whether America was a racist society, he said no. And they asked her, is America a racist society? She said no. So she's just following her boss. She's not interested in truth. As I said before, if you can't allow the suffering to speak, you're not speaking truth. We got mass incarceration. My God, 25% of all incarcerated people in the world are in the United States, most of them black and brown. Deeply, deeply white supremacists in that way, an extension in many ways of the slavery of 244 years in the Western Hemisphere and Jim Crow and Jane Crow another 100 years. So you have to be free enough to speak the truth, not in the spirit of self-righteousness, but in a spirit of self-critical, tenacious commitment to the overcoming the plight and predicament of poor and working people around the world. It reminds me of Ida B. Wells Barnett. That's my tradition. It's a great tradition of a black people that says in the face of terror, we don't terrorize back. We want liberty for everybody, but we will fight. In the face of hatred, we will still love truth and beauty and justice and organize in order to attempt to overcome. In the face of trauma, we'll be wounded healers rather than wounded herders. That's the great tradition of struggle for black freedom in the United States. And this campaign is just a small wave in that great ocean of that grand tradition, my brother.
In your campaign launch video, Dr. West, you reference your concern about the destruction of American democracy. I'd love to hear more. What is driving that destruction of American democracy from your view?
Well, we got neo-fascism escalating. What is neo-fascism? It is the rule of big military, big money, with political leaders who convince a relatively helpless citizenry that they should scapegoat the most vulnerable, indigenous people, black people, Muslims, Arabs, immigrants, Jews, any group that historically has been degraded. And that's precisely what Trump does. And you cannot have a democracy with the rule of big money, with grotesque wealth inequality, with hardly a public sphere, which means everything is commodified, ends up being militarized, ends up being privatized. So there's no public spaces where people can come together and engage in critical reflection. It's simply gangsterized, simply polarized. And the result is what? Tyranny, increasing tyranny. That's what we're seeing in the United States. And that's why it's so important to keep alive the great legacies of Martin Luther King Jr., Fannie Lou Hamer, and others.
You know, next week, the Supreme Court is supposed to rule on affirmative action. And I'm interested, if they strike down affirmative action, do you worry about that? Or is that basically a small measure when it comes to the level of systemic change you're advocating?
Yeah, I mean, my expectation is they certainly will. They'd already diluted it down to very narrow conceptions of diversity. It no longer has anything to do with the kind of call for reparations that are needed in order to begin to deal with the damage done of slavery and Jim Crow and Jane Crow and other forms of domination. So my hunch is they certainly will eliminate affirmative action, and we simply have to continue our struggle and try to come up with ways in which black people, but not just black people, but brown people, not just brown people, indigenous people, not just indigenous people, but poor people across the board, have ways in which they gain access to resources and dignity. So we simply have to shift in strategies that, my brother, the Supreme Court, deeply conservative, deeply right-wing for the most part.
More to come from Dr. Cornel West. Thanks for listening this week. We'll check you out next week here on Ebony Spectrum. Take care.
Reach the eye. So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. And indeed, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from folks like Memphis Slim, giving us some jump piano blues, R.L. Burnside from North Mississippi Hill Country, and a couple of blues harmonica gentlemen, R.B. Stidham, harmonica Frank Lloyd. Well, they'll be joining us as we get closer to the end of the hour. It's all here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Well, we get it kicked off with Mr. B.B. King performing live in Japan, 1971. This is called Niji Baby. B.B. King here on the Deep Blues Hour. WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
say.
There you have music from Smokey Wilson entitled Don't Burn Down L.A. from a release called Smokin' Fire from Bullseye Blues there, Smokey Wilson. Also heard from Junior Wells, a fine instrumental entitled Slow, Slow, recorded for Vanguard Records 1965 there from Junior Wells. Let's hear next from Albert Collins, why don't we? For Imperial Records, he recorded 69 Underpass Roadside Inn back in 1970. So here he is with it, Albert Collins, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you.
like big fun. If I don't get well no more, you know my health began to fail me, and Lord, I'm going down slow. I want somebody to write my mother and tell her the shape I'm in. Somebody please write my mother. Tell her shape I'm in. Tell her I want her to pray for me and ask the Lord to please forgive me for all of my low down dirty sin. No doctor, doctor can't do me no good. Tell mother, please don't send no doctor. Doctor can't do me no good. And tell her was all my fault. I just didn't do the things I should. On the next train south, tell mother please look for my clothes back home. Tell mother, please look for everything I got back home. And tell her if she don't see this old body of mine, all she can do, Lord, is weep and moan. We'll be right back.
fine piano instrumental there from Memphis Slim, entitled The Frankie and Johnny Boogie, from a Bluesville release called Jump, Jump in the Blues, featuring Memphis Slim and other fine piano boogie-woogie players. We also heard from Little Sonny in that last set from a disc called New King of Blues Harmonica out through Stax Records 1972. That was Going Down Slow from Little Sonny. Check out Pinckney Hall. Tune in every Friday morning. You'll hear tender little tender little ditties that will lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. It is Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, at least 70% of people over the age 65 will require some long-term care services at some point in their lives. Health insurance typically does not cover long-term care, so educate yourself on government programs and private insurance today. Failure to plan is a plan to fail. Sooner is better than later. For more information, 3in4needmore.com. That's the number 3, I-N, number 4, needmore.com. Let's hear next from Robert Ely. This is from a Blacktop CD, came out in the mid-90s, called Turn Out the Lights. This is She's a Rocket. Robert Ely here on the Deep Blues Hour.
I'm Tennessee. I'm gonna tell y'all something about the girl now. Every time she walks, she's gonna wobble up and down the street. Every time she walks, she just wiggle up and down the street. Yeah, I love the girl so. I don't care who we meet. That's why I tell her, you know.
Dragging his tail behind. children. I'll wipe out my spine. They could have dragged his tail in the sand. A fish wiggled his tail in the water. When the mighty wolf come along, wag his tail. He done stole somebody's dog. I'm a tail drag. I'll wipe out my track. When I get what I want.
Well, there you have Howlin' Wolf and a classic song called Tail Dragger. That's from a release of his chess recordings called Ain't Gonna Be Your Dog, originally recorded in 1962. They're from Howlin' Wolf. Plus, we heard from R.L. Burnside and the Sound Machine from their disc Bad Luck City. Came out in 91 through Fat Possum Records. That was Shake For Me. Let's hear from Ike and Tina Turner next from their discs I Smell Trouble. This is Poor Little Fool from Ike and Tina here on the Deep Blues Hour.
don't love me. You don't love me. Yes, I know. You don't love me. You don't love me. Yes, I know. Well, you left me here to cry. Way up on the 15th floor. You leave in the morning and you don't come back home till late. You know you leave in the morning and you don't come back home till the break of day. Well, when I start talking to you, baby, snap me up everything I say. I start to trail you last night in my car. I'm afraid I might see what I'm looking for. You don't love me. You don't love me, yes, I know. Well, you left me here to cry way up on the 15th floor. You go out every night, stay till the break of day. Snap me up, little girl, you know, and every doggone thing I say, you don't love me. You don't love me, yes, I know. Well, you left me here to cry, little girl, way up on the 15th floor. Don't come back till the break of day. Girl, you know you leave in the morning and you don't come back till the break of day. Girl, you know it ain't right, little girl. Girl, to treat me this way.
There you have Mr. Bobby Rush, and You Don't Love Me from his 2006 Deep Rush record called Raw. Gotta love his raw stuff. The hardest working man in soul, and all of his great music. All right, from before Bobby Rush, we heard from Irby Stidham on the harmonica. That was When I Find My Baby. You know, the next time you rearrange that messy closet, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling encourages you to put your financial house in order as well. There are steps that can save you money and prevent hassles in the future. Make sure your credit report is accurate. Clean up bad credit by paying bills on time and paying down your outstanding balances. Dispose of all unnecessary documents by shredding them. For more tips, call the National Foundation for Credit Counseling at 1-800-388-2227 or visit nfcc.org. a public service from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Plus, check out Too Evil to Have a Human Name. It's horrible music for horrible people. Only on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh, 7 to 9 p.m. on Sunday evenings in Nomino Santana. Let's hear next from harmonica Frank Lloyd and a little catfish Keith, perhaps. This is Going Away Happy here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I can't help but feel my groove. This is An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can process and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. We're going to start tonight's experiment on a very reflective tone, playing Gavin Byers' 1975 recording of The Sinking of the Titanic. I first came across this from an article interview with Tom Waits talking about his favorite recordings of all time, and he mentioned this, and I had never heard it before. So I sought it out, and it's just amazing. It is the first record on Brian Eno's Obscure record label, and the story goes this is really the reason that he created the label, was because he wanted to produce and publish